villagers who spoke with Studio 7 said that they have no other means to survive but to sell their livestock to feed their families. This follows poor rains that were received in the drought-prone village and province, as well as some of the parts of the country. Mr. Aaron Edias of Rashai Village under Chief Sharumbira says everywhere he goes in the region, hunger and starvation are staring poor villagers right into their face.
Right now we are having a big problem. We are supposed to reap good harvest, and our crops had reached the tasseling stage, but they dried up. People are now struggling, and they are now surviving on anything, and are now selling or exchanging anything, from cattle and goats, even their meat offals to get maize.
Another villager from Muguti village in Chiwi, Miss Lille Ngumbo from Muguti village under Chief Majlamangore, says the situation is getting dear for most families, especially as government and non-governmental organizations have not yet started assisting them with food aid. She adds that with many people being laid off in the city, most villagers have no source of income and are struggling to afford the staple maize in local shops, which are selling at exorbitant prices due to demand in the face of mounting food shortages.
We are facing challenges of hunger here because we had little rains. The major problem is that prices of a bag of maize is exorbitant. We are buying it for $9 here, and it's very expensive compared to the urban centers where it is going for $6. We used to get assistance from NGOs like CARE, but this year they have not helped. Government has also done nothing to assist us, and we are in trouble. Our kids are the most affected and are no longer able to go to school.
Other villagers said they fear that lives could be lost in the province if government and well-wishers do not intervene on time, especially to assist child-headed households and grandmothers looking after aged orphans. They add many children have since dropped out of school due to economic hardship, adding the number may surge come next week when schools open for the third and final term of the year. The World Food Programme recently announced that about 1.5 million Zimbabweans need urgent food aid due to severe food shortages. Mashingo Minister of State Shivai Mahofa declined to comment, but she told ZANU-PF supporters at a meeting in Chiri over the weekend that government is finalizing logistics to distribute food aid to people in the province. Mahofa told the government that their administration would prioritize hard-hit areas like Chiri and Mwenezi districts. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mashingo, I am Country Maramba.